Hey everyone, I'm Ashley.
And I'm Nora.
And this is another episode of
I Needed This. Yes, this is the moment that you need right now. So listen, I want you to put on those headphones, those noise cancellation headphones.
Mm-hmm, both
of them. Get in your zone right now because this is going to be the moment that you need. Because today we're talking about asking for help.
Oh, that's a curse word, right?
Okay, help. And I think... just as a black woman, just asking for help. And I think for a lot of us, not just black women,
men.
Black men, white men, all of us, cultural, like everywhere. I think all of us have trouble asking for help. So that's why I believe this episode is so important.
Yeah. Because, you know, without help, we won't be able to get the progress that we need.
For sure.
And, you know, help is seen as a sign of weakness sometimes. And so that's why we want to have this conversation. To let you know where we stand with help, because we will share some personal, like, you know, just our personal observation or experience with help. But if you're out there and you've experienced challenges with asking for help, I think this is something that you can kind of relate to.
For sure. And I think a lot of times when we ask for help, yes, it's seen as a sign of weakness, but we all need a safe space where we can really just go to somebody and say, like, listen, I'm struggling with this. You know, and that's part of the humanity, right? The part of the humanity is really just knowing, like, okay, I can go to Ashley. Yeah. I can go to this person. You know, I can go to them and ask them and say, okay, listen, I'm struggling with this. Can you help me? And not waiting until the last minute, not waiting until you're about to fall into pieces, but really, you know, managing yourself and building the types of relationships where you can rely on your community for emotional rest.
Yeah.
So then when you need help, you can actually say, okay, hey, I'm struggling with this. Come on, can you help me with this?
Yeah.
So it becomes that much easier.
Yeah, and I think it's very important to set up systems ahead of time so that you can prevent burnout.
Yeah.
So when you get in the habit of being able to ask for help and you know that it's not a burning out the other person, I think if we can get into a healthy system or a healthy community, because that's what we had back in the day. We had systems and we had community. And now that we're in this age where we feel like we're self-sufficient, it's burnout because we don't feel like we have the people to watch our kids. We don't have the people to do this. Yes. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, maybe we're actually putting our own burden on other people.
Yeah.
Like the burden of burdening them.
Yeah.
And it's not even burdening them.
Yes.
But in our minds, we feel like it is, right?
Yeah.
So it's the way we look.
Yeah. And even in the Bible, it says it is not good for man to be alone.
Yeah.
So God gave us the gift of people. He gave us the gift of friendships and community so we can rely on each other.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, even in this society, especially like post-pandemic, we feel like we can survive on our own.
Yeah.
We feel like we're still isolated.
Yeah.
We're still, you know, sheltering at home.
Yeah.
You know, and we have these walls around us a lot of times, you know, these emotional walls.
Yeah.
And even just these isolation barriers where sometimes we don't even want to leave the house, you know, we don't want to have people over, you know, but because we've created this this mask or this persona, this guarded persona of perfection all around us, where we can't step outside of that persona, we can't step outside of the persona of being wealthy or the persona of being intelligent to say I don't know this,
right,
or to say I need help financially, or to say you know, I'm struggling in this area.
Right.
Because, no, I'm supposed to have all the answers. You know what I mean?
Right,
So a lot of times we feel like we're supposed to be the strong
one. The expert.
We're supposed to be the one that that's helping other people.
Right.
So we can't possibly be the one that needs help.
And, you know, to be honest, we're the ones that need the help the most. Because if you're helping people all the time, you need help. You don't have anything to give when you're always helping. So it's like most of the time when people can be of support is because they're being supported.
Yes.
Like in a healthy environment, those who can support, it's those who are already supported, right?
Yeah.
And so I think these conversations are important because it's not a sign of weakness to need help.
No, it's
not. Actually a sign of strength.
Yes.
Because then you know I need it.
Yeah.
Like everybody need help.
And it means you're growing.
Yeah.
If you need help, that means you're growing.
Right.
That means your family might be growing.
Yeah.
You know, your business, your career might be growing.
Yeah.
You know, so what is it in you? How can you elicit help from other people, from other resources and you know, people in your life?
Yeah.
You know?
And that is the power of also delegation.
Yes.
Like needing help is such a big thing. Like there's like red flags. Like I need help. Okay. Yeah. That's not a bad thing. Everybody need help.
Yeah. You know, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Help is not a cuss word.
It's not a curse. Like, we can literally, like, help, you know, help want it. You know, you see those signs or whatever. Yeah. But we have to be in a place where we feel comfortable with asking for help. And if you struggle, like I struggle, I don't know if you struggle. Do you struggle with asking for help?
Yeah, I do.
In what ways?
I feel like I've gotten better over time.
Okay. So tell me more.
So I feel like... I used to feel like I had to have all the answers, that I needed to be the one serving or giving or like providing the answer, leading.
Yeah.
Right. And a lot of times when you have leadership inside of you, you feel like you need to have the answers for your children and tell them exactly what to do.
Right.
And know exactly how to respond to this particular situation. You need to have the answers for your spouse. And if he does this, you know exactly how to respond.
Right.
Because especially as Christians, because I'm saved. Yeah. I know the answers.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Because God knows.
But then, okay, wait. But did you pray?
Yeah.
But did you? Yeah, wait. Have you prayed? Have you read your Bible?
Have you consulted?
You know what I'm saying? Have you consulted with the Holy Spirit? Or have you even consulted with the people that God is giving you to support you?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Even just as a married woman, sometimes God calls me to just talk to my husband
right
about certain situations. Like, I'm trying to, like, figure it out and, like, count the, you know, just trying to
calculate that you're like, ooh,
calculate all the different pieces. But it's like, no, just talk to your husband about it. And I'll just talk to him about it. He'll be like, oh, yeah, we'll just do this.
It's an ease with it.
There's an ease in asking for help. And sometimes I think we go through unnecessary stress because we don't want to ask people for help.
Because we're overthinkers.
Yeah.
And sometimes when someone is graced with the answer, because sometimes we're not always graced in that area.
Yes.
So when someone's graced in that area and when you accompany, like them partner with you, whether it's your spouse, sometimes it's my children that know the answers. Like, I'm literally trying to figure out, like, how can I do this and do this? And my daughter's like, well, why don't you just do this?
Yes.
I'm like, you're smart.
Aha.
I know where you got that smartness from. So it doesn't matter. Like, you can't even discount who you get it from, you know, because, you know, help is help.
Yeah.
So.
And then the Bible says God gives grace to the humble.
Yes.
And I believe that sometimes we don't want to humble ourselves because of that persona or that pride that we put up ourselves as an image of, like, I'm the one that you come to. I'm the idol that, you know, you come to for the answers. But really, it's God. And sometimes we just have to humble ourselves and say, okay, God, I need your grace for this.
And I think that's so important because, I kind of posted before about people feeling a certain way because they feel like they have to go backwards before they go forwards. Mm-hmm. And I'll use an example. Like, my husband, before we had two kids at the time. Well, we lived with his aunt.
Okay.
We had one kid at the time.
Oh.
But we had buy one, get one free. So we left the house with one, right? You know what I'm saying? But at the time, we couldn't afford our rent.
Yeah.
When we had our baby, we was struggling and we had to ask for help. We had to say, can we live in your basement while we're, you know, trying to save up for a house?
Yeah.
And at the moment, you feel so little.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I took all these steps back. You know, we got married. We had a kid. We moved in our own place. And then we got to step back because we couldn't afford it. So anyway, we move in the house. We move in the basement. And we have another baby. So we're all living in one bed.
Yeah.
We have one daughter peeing everywhere because she's, you know, baby. And we had one laying on me because she's nursing. And then it was the most miserable time. Like, if I look back at it now, I'm like, what in the world what were the conditions we in? But there was a grace for us where it didn't feel like it was unbearable.
Yeah,
and we still kept our eyes like,
we
need to save up our money. We need to get in our house. And we eventually did. But, you know, people were like, I don't know how y'all did it. I couldn't do it. But it has to take, you had to get the grace and the help. Mm-hmm. Like, if we didn't have the help, you know, we didn't ask for the help. We would have been struggling trying to pay a rent that we could not afford. And sometimes we overextend ourselves when we don't ask for help. Yeah. And because we don't want to look a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
And sometimes you need the ability to rest so that you can heal.
Yeah.
Like, even the land, you know how they, like, I think in, like, with farmers, they allow the land to rest for a certain period. And then that land is more productive in the future. Because it received that time of rest.
That's true.
So a lot of times when we're asking for help, like, we're allowing ourselves to rest.
Yeah.
We're taking the burden and the stress off of ourselves and allowing somebody else to carry, you know, to help us carry the cross. Just like the guy, what's his name? I can't remember his name. But anyways, the one that helped carry Jesus, Jesus' cross. He just helped him. Yes. I mean, Jesus carried the cross for all of our sins, but he got help.
He needed help. He got help because physically he couldn't, you know, he could have, but physically he accepted the help. And he didn't
and
have to.
And that's an act of humility.
Yeah.
Is asking and receiving help.
Yeah. And that's the part that, you know, if you grew up not seeing, you seeing people just being strong all the time because you just associate help with not being strong. You know, that's the part I had to look at too. I need to help.
Unlearn.
To receive help. I had to unlearn. I had to help myself receive help. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that comes from ego. That comes from pride. It's just, you know, I can do this. I can do this. And, you know, we take that scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, a little too far sometimes. Yeah. We take it to think that we can do it by ourselves. Yes. I can. Which you can. Yeah. But that's not what that scripture is for.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
It's an encouragement, but it's also a place where we got a community where we have to lean into each other. It's like, you know, that's how it was created.
Mm-hmm.
We don't realize that there's a system in place that have been created where something relies on something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This relies on this, and this relies on this. And God created that system for a reason. So there's dependencies.
Yes.
And we have to have those dependencies because there has to be a need for community. You're going to always need somebody. Mm-hmm. And I know we feel like we get into these places. You know what happens to a house that don't get lived in?
What happens to
it? It gets destroyed.
Period.
The house can be beautiful. It starts out beautiful, but it has no movement.
Yeah.
It has no people. It doesn't have the life. And when you live in, you live your life like that without help, you fall apart.
Yeah.
Right?
Ooh.
You could be beautiful on the outside, but on the inside, you're tearing yourself down because you're not asking for help. You're not allowing people to dwell.
Yeah.
Right?
And you can only go so far without help.
Yeah.
Like, so there's an African proverb, you can go faster alone, but you can go further with other people.
That's so true.
Together, right?
Even the Bible talks about, you know, how you, when you include people, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how you can conquer so many things with more people.
Yes.
Like, yeah, we can do it by ourselves. You know what I found when they was making the Tower of Babel? Is it Babel? Tower of Babel?
Mm-hmm.
And God said, if they keep doing nothing, nothing will help. So he had to like scatter them and, you know, get their communication like off with the language. But even God knew that if they got into one accord in unity, how far they would get.
Nothing would be withheld from them.
That let me know that God didn't put limits on us when we get together.
Yeah.
So there's so much thing that happened when we allow help to happen.
For sure.
God even didn't put no limits on what we could do.
So why do you think it is that people don't ask for help?
Well, I personally think that it's an egotistic thing. It's a pride, but it's learned.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
You know why? And I'm going to use this statement, but it's going to seem like it don't belong. But what stays in this house, what happens in this house stays in this house.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes that's used because we may be struggling in the house together. And mom said, don't tell nobody that we don't have food.
Ooh.
Mom said, don't do this. Mom said, don't do that because mom is prideful. So instead of looking out for us to get fed, her pride, she'd rather feed her pride than to feed us.
Yeah.
And that's the mentality a lot of us take on is that I would rather feed my pride.
Listen.
Right? Than to feed my body.
And that could also, it also can be rooted in shame, which is kind of related to pride.
Yeah.
But it also can be rooted in shame because what would you think of me if you knew that I'm struggling in this area?
I know. And that's exactly the similarities too. It's like, you know, these secrets that we have because we don't want people to, what would they think of us?
Mm-hmm.
It's the image.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was saying even an example of us like having to move into a basement or getting to move into a basement, however you want to look at it, of a family member house, like, that's help. But what does it look like for us? Like, we struggling. You know, it looks like that now, but it won't always look like this.
Yeah.
So what we have to, you know, a lot of times people think this is permanent and they think people are there laughing. Yeah. People are laughing at them. People are talking about them. But one thing I would tell you for sure, people always laugh at you and people always talk about you, whether you have or you don't.
Yeah,
so get the help. Because if you need help, get it. They're going to laugh anyways.
That's
they're going to laugh when you have, when you have.
Right.
They're going to laugh when you don't have.
Right.
So I think a lot of times it's getting past the pride. What about yourself? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's definitely pride, shame.
Yeah.
I think it's fear that people will reject you.
Mm.
Fear of rejection.
Yeah.
So I don't want to step out there and ask for help because what if they say no?
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. Like you were saying, what if they laugh at me?
Yeah.
What if they don't help? You know, what if they talk about me and judge me and they gossip about me behind my back?
Yeah.
You know? What if they look down on me?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I think...
Because I'm already down.
Yeah.
So that's going to add to that.
Yeah.
You know, the weight of being down. Yeah.
For sure. And then sometimes it's if I allow someone else to help, will they help me in the way that I want them to help me?
Yeah.
Will they help me in the, because this is actually what I need, but yeah. I'll take whatever I can get,
yeah.
but this is what I need. So is this asking too much?
Yeah.
You know,
cause we think it's too much. Cause at the yeah. time when you can't do it,
yeah.
you think that somebody else can.
Yeah.
Or they
yeah,
don't have
true.
The capacity
yeah,
to do it.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's like, we put it on them. Yeah. Like we internalize mm-hmm. it for somebody else yeah. and somebody may have the capacity and may right. have the grace and may have the money. Grace. They may have yeah. all of these things. And because we don't have it, because we lack in that area, we think they lack too.
Yeah. And we say, oh, I don't want to bother them.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, I don't want to bother them with yeah. this or, but it's like, I mean, that's the gift of life and that's yeah. the gift of God is relationships.
Yeah.
It's like, we need one another. Like we need to be able to connect with one another.
Yeah.
We need to be able to give and to pour out
yeah.
to one another, because I told my family member, I was talking to a relative of mine and I was telling him, and he was struggling with some things. And I told him, I was like, hey, you know, when you ask for help and when you say you need help, you not only do you receive the help that you need, but you give other people permission to ask you for help. So
yeah.
when I'm asking you for help, now I can, not only am I helping you, but yeah. you're helping me too.
Reciprocated.
Right. It's reciprocated.
Yeah,
so we
yeah.
can both help each other and we're both being stronger, because there's power in two.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
So if one can chase 1,000,
yeah.
two can chase 10,000.
That's right.
That's biblical math, right?
Right? Yeah.
We are stronger together.
We're stronger right? together. And that's exactly what you said. Like, you know, if we're always going to be in a place of need, which we will be,
yeah.
like there's nothing where all of our needs, not to say God can't, but God created a system like that.
Yes.
So there's going to be, your needs will be met, but it won't always be met by
yeah.
you. Sometimes when we think, oh, my needs will be met, we think that, oh, God will always allow it to be me to meet my need. And
yeah.
that's not always the case. And we have to be okay with that.
And maybe sometimes, I feel like that's why we make money a God sometimes.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to ask people for
help. I
don't
want nobody. But that's somebody's motivation to make
yeah.
money.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I do this because yeah. nobody did nothing for me.
Yeah.
So when I make it, I'm going to yeah. do this.
Right.
Like,
I can
I'm
do
not
going to
need nobody.
Yep.
And that's the saddest, that's the most poorest yeah. mentality you can have.
It really
all
is.
The money in the world, that's the poorest mentality you can have.
Yeah,
and
sure.
the people with the richest mentality is to have the share
the wealth
the
of wealth, relationships.
The wealth of relationships, because, mm-hmm. you know, and I was, think I was talking to my dad about how we make this money and we get in a house where we can isolate ourselves from people.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I want to move somewhere where I ain't got to do community. You know, because that's yeah. the thing. We want to buy out of or sell
yeah.
ourselves out of
relationships.
Mm-hmm. Because then we say, we got enough. I ain't got to do this because I got this, I got this, I got that.
Okay, so my question for you is, so who can I ask? Can I just ask everybody for help? Like, who can I ask for help? And like,
yeah.
in wisdom, like, who should I ask for help? Or is there anybody, can I ask anybody for help?
Well, I think when you're in a place of need, I think you automatically start to look at who's close.
Mm-hmm.
Proximity.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So sometimes that proximity is, who do I trust?
Mm-hmm.
And who can I, you know, who do I feel comfortable?
Who am I pouring into?
Yeah, who am I pouring to? Mm-hmm. Who do I feel comfortable?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, me and my husband been in need before. Like I said, we used to, when we first started, oof, we got stories. That's where we talk to young couples. We like, yeah, this won't always be a season for you, but help is what you need.
Yeah.
And so what we looked at for is like proximity. Who can we ask? And then who will be able to not hold it against us?
Yeah.
But you don't know that until you ask.
Yeah, who can you trust?
Who can I trust?
Yeah.
Right? So you I don't think you should ask everybody. Although there are people who don't struggle with this. Let me make this clear.
Yeah.
There are people who don't struggle with asking for help. Okay? So this is not the whole world. There are some people who just ask anybody. I mean, you know, hey, can I have $50 today, tomorrow? Mm-hmm. I want to eat DoorDash. There's people who don't have any problem, no hangups. I don't know. Their parents did a great job with them. But you should always ask somebody in close.
Some of y'all got some Facebook inbox messages right now.
Straight up Cash App requests. Hey, did you get my text? No, who is this? I blocked you. So I think that, you know, some people, everybody don't struggle. So let's just make that clear. Everybody's struggle is not asking for help. Some people are the complete opposite. They're needy.
I think it's the high achievers.
Yeah.
The high achievers are the ones that are having a hard time asking for help.
Yeah. It's like, man, I need help in this area and people won't think I need help in this area.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is we dig this deep, deep, deep hole. As we don't ask, every day gets deeper, right? When we can just be above ground. Why don't we ask when we're above ground? Why don't we ask when we drown in?
Listen, I mean, even like just even a wealth mindset is like, if there's my husband was telling me, because he's going through like all these business programs and he's always around, you know, entrepreneurs and just people doing great things. And he's telling me they're actually people are borrowing money when they don't even need it. Like they'll have $1 million, $2 million in the bank account, but they're actually going to get a line of credit for certain things, you know, for their employee expenses or for, they're not using their own money. They're using other people's money
most definitely.
To build their businesses and they're keeping their money.
It's like,
okay, ask for help before you get in a deficit. So you can get from the overflow.
That's right. Because we don't, we ask, we want to, we want to ask when we're in the negative. But why don't we ask when we know we're in the warning sign, like we don't, because that's the thing too, the wisdom. God gives us wisdom. God give us that ding, ding, ding. Yo, you need help. You get close to this. And so, you know, even with, I had to learn and I start small. So without asking for help, I need somebody to watch the kids. Like me and Chris do date night. Now, I will say my mom watched my girls and stuff like that, but you know, we don't want to burn her out. And sometimes she don't feel burned out. Sometimes be like, oh, I'll take it, you know? But I had to get in the habit, like asking my mother-in-law, do you mind watching the kids? To her, it's not a burden, but to me, I feel like just having three kids in your house, just because I'm burned out, she ain't burned out. She has the capacity because she don't have three kids in her house all week. Could you look at it like this? My mother-in-law don't have...
That reminds me. I need to call my mother. Ask her, listen, what you doing?
The truth of the matter is my mother-in-law don't have three kids in her house all week. In my mind and in my heart, when I internalize it, I see her as having kids in her house. Three kids in the house.
Because you're seeing it only from your perspective.
From my perspective, because I got three kids in the house. But she don't have kids. So when I ask her, do you mind watching my kids for a day or two? Of course, like to me, I feel like it's a burden, but to her, it's a blessing. So what we feel is a burden is actually a blessing for other people. So for her, she loves spending time with them. And I have to keep reminding myself, this is not a burden for her.
But I think that's the... That's the thing about being in a deficit. When you're in a deficit, all you can see is the deficit. All you can see is I need. Right?
And
but
they
if you stay
need.
In a position of abundance or above in the black, right? Then you can see, okay, I need help with this, or I could use more of this, right?
So then we got in a system where we didn't just call her when we needed her, like an emergency. Then we started getting ahead of it. Mom, we want to go on date night in 2 weeks. Are you good? Can you check your calendar? And then Chris would be like, oh, we got a birthday weekend come up. Do you mind? And she gets it on the calendar. And so then it's a process.
It's like, oh, now
we got a system in place.
And
it don't feel like a burden because she scheduled it. She made time and we just dropped. And I don't feel no kind of way about it.
So I hear you saying when you wait till the last minute, or when you get into the place where you in a lack, or it's that you're in desperation. Or that's when it becomes not only a burden on someone else, but also a burden on you.
They wasn't prepared for it. So
they weren't prepared for
they
it.
Was not
so now
prepared.
They got to scramble and try to make something happen.
You can't prepare help.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think of help as being 911. Help is not 911. Help can be 411. It literally can be informational. Like we can just be like, hey, can we get ahead of this? Like we treat it as an urgent, like ambulance kind of thing. But actually help, when you say help, we see it as an urgent thing. That's because we make it so urgent and we do it at the last minute. But if we can get ahead of it and be preventive with our help. Because I, like Nora, for instance, like, you know, I know we have babies. So I know when I was about to have a baby this last time, and I mean the last time, I was like, you know what? I remember the time before I needed this, this, this. So I was like, can you make sure nobody visit us this week, that week? Because I want time to heal and I want time with my family. And then I want help. I'm going to need food, blah, blah, blah. So ahead of time, I got ahead of time and be like, look, preparation, you can prepare for help. Like, because experience would teach you that too. You know how sometimes you fall into cycles of the same thing. You know, you get broke every time in March, every time in April. But if you prepare yourself, you get yourself out that cycle. You don't have to keep falling in the same cycle. It's like, why do we always end up here this time?
And one thing I notice is like a season of like plenty will always come before, just like in like with Joseph in the Bible. Like he had the 7 years of plenty and then the 7 years of famine came. Right? So it's like, okay, in those in that season, season of plenty, now let me give out. Let me pour out. Let me make sure that this is covered. Let me make sure that I have what I need for when that season comes.
But you know what also makes it, that's important. That's a great scripture too, because that's a great story, because they prepared ahead of time and there was no lack. But you know another thing that helps me with that is I become the help for somebody else. So that helps it better for me to help. Because I'm like, listen, I help people. So if I help people, then there's room for me. God has made room for me through somebody else to help me. So it's like, okay, so it is hard for people who never help nobody. Because if you need help and you
The Bible says he gives seed to the sower. So it's like you need to be sowing. And then you'll have seed.
Then you'll have seed. And then you ain't got to think about it, because people are going to be willing to help. You ever seen somebody happy to help you? Have you ever seen that?
I love it.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Because like in my mind, I'm like, I hate to ask you this, right? Yeah. And he was like, I would love to. I would be honored. What? You know, I would be honored to help you. And so when people are in a place, because some people are looking to bless you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I know for me, I do struggle with receiving help.
Yeah.
But I do struggle with allowing people to be them. So yeah. to gift or to do this.
Yeah.
So when they get the opportunity, I'll give you an example. I have a neighbor. Mm-hmm. And since we moved in, she kept saying, you guys have so much family and friends. It's hard for me to kind of get back to y'all, because they're in the military. They move a lot. So they, you know, they ask us for things and we're like, sure, we'll do this. Sure, we'll pick, you know, sure. So she said, you guys do so much. It's hard to repay y'all because you already got family, you blah, blah, blah. So one time I was at work and I needed somebody to take Ava to the bus stop. And I called and I was like, of all people, I need help. But I didn't want to ask nobody. Yeah. Chris was like, just ask. Ask the neighbor. Yeah. Ask. So I called. I said, look, I hate to ask you, but do you mind taking Ava to the bus stop? She said, oh my gosh, I would love to. She's like, I can finally help you. Aww, you know?
And
so
I love that.
We don't know who's waiting to bless us if we don't ask.
And I love it that you've been pouring into them.
Yeah.
You know, you've been pouring out. You've been giving, you know. And so I want to ask you, who is qualified to help? Like, is it a thing where, because I feel like sometimes we don't ask people because they don't have the capacity, or
right.
they don't know how to manage five kids or four kids.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? They don't have the patience.
We think it's a burden for them. Yo, straight up.
Listen.
Yeah.
So I wonder, like, how do you determine if someone is qualified to help you?
I think just like you, like, you're an observer.
Yeah.
So when you're thinking of people, certain people may come to mind.
Yeah.
Oh, they got kids. They, you know, it's like even when you're looking at a dog sit, like you wouldn't allow your dog to go to somebody who don't like personal like dogs or pets.
Right.
So it's like, okay, who has the capacity? Who do we think have the capacity?
Yeah.
And again, praying about it.
Yes.
You know, we pray about it and God will reveal it. Or you know what I do sometimes? I talk it through with my mom too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Mom, so me and Chris need help with this, but who do you think? Instead of asking her, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to ask people because they may not be the person, but they may know somebody that can help you too.
Yeah.
That's why if you keep it to yourself, so just because you don't like pets, but you may know somebody that love pets. And you be like, you know what? I know somebody. So somebody else has a network.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I talk, and my mom can't help. She be like, won't you ask such and such?
And the Holy Spirit will lead you, because we had a dog.
Uh-huh.
And the so
was Bingo was his name.
And Bingo was his name. But we were struggling with the dog.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were homeschooling and it was a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I remember my neighbor, but through relationship, right? My neighbor was saying, oh yeah, Jason was thinking about, you know, maybe getting another dog.
Mm.
And I was like, the Holy Spirit just kept bringing it back to my remembrance. Like, you know, ask them if they want the dog.
Yeah.
Ask them if they want, because I was, you know, I was about to put a Craigslist ad. Like, I was about to do all these things. And I was like, well, let me just text and just let her know that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
And when I did, she was like, oh yeah, when do you want the dog? Like, it was like literally just like instant.
Wow.
An instant connection where she was able to take the dog. We were able to visit the dog whenever we wanted, you know, visit the dog. But it's like sometimes those divine connections will happen.
Yeah.
But there's also
some
emotional time, like emotional. Sometimes we need emotional help.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need like help just processing information.
That's me all day.
We need help, you know, processing grief or processing anxiety.
Yeah.
Or getting answers, like, you know, on our jobs and like, you know, with our families, our marriages. So even like sometimes I think that's why there's a saying, dig your well before you're empty, or dig your well before you're thirsty.
Right.
Dig your well before you're thirsty.
Yeah.
So you're digging that well and you're building those relationships. You're
building those relationships.
Yeah. Before you need something. Like, you're pouring into people. You're, you know, creating a rhythm, like you were saying, date night. You know? You're creating a rhythm with your husband where y'all are connecting before there's a problem.
Right.
Okay, babe, I need this. No, you're not even saying I need this, you know, now, because y'all have been having a continual flow of conversation.
Yeah.
Right. Where you're saying, okay, I need help with this.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, have you thought about this? Oh, you know, this is going on. Oh, we should do this. Okay. Problem solved. Boom.
Yeah.
We don't even need help. It hasn't even gotten, you know, to level red
because
we handled it at yellow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, because unprepared help is a burden.
Yeah.
Like, unprepared. Like, you're not prepared. So sometimes that is a burden and it's quick. Like, I think that's heavy.
Yeah.
And so when we talk about burden, burdens are pretty heavy. And that's why God is so big of being to help, because he's like, hey, cast your cares on me.
Yeah.
And how these burdens are light when you give it to God. Because those burdens, like, that's another thing.
Listen.
We don't give it to God.
Jesus,
we don't take help. Hey. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. We don't do that. We don't do that because we feel like, oh, God, I'll come back to you when it's when it's too heavy.
That part.
But, you know, God would take it right when it's light. Because, you know, you ever try to take out trash when there's like two pieces of trash in the trash can, right?
Yeah.
You want to wait till it gets
full
before
right.
you take it out. And that's how we treat help with God. We want to wait till it's full. Like, God, this is too light right now. And God is like, I don't care. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Because when you build a habit of giving it to God and you build a habit of accepting the grace. And you know, the Bible said, the Bible says, accept the mercy. Like, take the grace, accept the mercy, accept the help.
Mm.
Take the mercy, accept the help.
Mm.
And that's the biggest thing.
I love that.
It's like, it's not even an option. He gives us mercy. And the Bible says, take the mercy, accept the help.
Yeah.
That is like big to me. Because it's like your vitamins, right? It's like, yeah, we need it. Like, there's no option. Like, we have to take it and accept the help. Like, so I think that we have to get in a place of not just seeing help as a weakness, but also knowing that God desires it for us. And he tells us, accept the help.
Girl, that you know? Is so good. Like, living in the space of grace. And
like,
not only waiting until, like, because a lot of times I think we'll perform to the point we're at our capacity and then ask for help.
Yeah.
Like, we'll do. Okay, I can't do no more.
Yeah.
Can you help me?
I'm exhausted. And then you say, and then you know what you're doing? You're
burned
taking
out.
This and you're throwing it on somebody's lap. Because
and
if you would have just gave it to them when I, hey, can you look at this while he helped?
Oh, yeah,
now,
sure.
Yeah.
Boom. Now you're free
and
there
light.
Is light.
But now you wait till it gets so heavy and then you put it in their lap and then you give them the responsibility and the accountability to take it. And then we get mad when people don't want to take it. Because you ain't want it either.
Listen.
You ain't want it when it was light.
I love
and then
it.
You want to give it to somebody when it's heavy. Like, for instance, you knew that bill was due. That bill was due 1 month ago.
3 months ago.
But then it's 6 or 7 months, you give it, hey, I need help. See, that's what I'm saying. It's like, we ignore these signs because what y'all don't, well, I think what we have to understand is that help gets pricey.
Yeah. Ooh.
Help, like, help gets pricey the longer you wait.
Yes.
So it's
yes.
like interest on it.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Help comes with interest. And if you don't, if you don't address it right when it's early, you're going to pay for it. And not only you, but you're going to make the person who you're trying to give it to pay for it too.
But I feel like that's where cycles come from.
Yeah.
Like, cycles come from when I need, I don't ask for help when I'm okay.
Yeah.
I ask for help when the house is on fire.
You're taught.
I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
I can't breathe. I'm like,
you know what I'm saying?
It's a help.
And I feel like that's in part because of the society we live in. Because it's like, we literally live in a do-it-yourself mentality.
iPhone.
Like, do it yourself.
Oh, my
God. You do it.
iPhone, iPad, me, I this, I that. Yes.
Like, no, you. Like,
yes.
Just leave yourself
it's
open.
It's no we.
Isolated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like society's partly to blame, but I think that's why we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
It's because we got to be intentional about, like, okay, let me take a step back. What are the areas where I'm depleted? Where do I need rest? Where do I need to restore?
Yeah.
Right? Where do I need to restore?
Yeah. Or share the load until you can get clarity.
Share the load.
Like, I can be like, hey, Nora, can't fix this for me, but do you mind, like, helping me process this?
Ooh.
Right? You might can't fix this for me, but can you listen to this problem? So sometimes with help, it's just being able to say it out loud or being able to tell somebody something without being judged. And that's help.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like this conversation is, like, so clarifying for me.
Yeah.
But, like, I want to go back to God.
Yeah.
Just like casting your cares
so big.
On him, because he cares for you. Like
for
he
you.
Like he does the caring for you. Like he carries the burden of caring for all of these things for you.
For you.
And I God has been dealing with me with the just really being able to cast my cares on him and not waiting until I'm tired or not waiting until I'm burnt out or not waiting until I'm weary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But just actually having a process for, okay, I'm going to cast my cares at morning, noon, lunchtime, afternoon, evening, you know, nighttime.
Yeah.
Like, and, but so I don't get heavy.
As you know you're thinking.
So I don't get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You know, and so that I'm living from that place of overflow and living from that place of His grace.
It's like existing from that. But even the Bible says, you're burnt out.
Yeah.
Come to me.
Yeah.
And, but He still offers rest for people who are burnt out. But guess what? God says, I'm a present help. And that's why we don't, that's why we don't get help, because we're not present.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we're thinking of past, future. We're not present. And what we realize is that when we're not present, we miss out on help, right? We miss help because God has said, I'm a present help.
Yeah.
Present help. Like if you're present enough to receive
Are you present?
Are you present? You're not.
To receive help.
You can't be, because, you know, when we got anxiety about a bill, for instance.
Girl, that is so good. Hold up. Pause. Are you present to receive help? Because sometimes people will be like, you need help? He's like, no, I got it, because I got
a plan. I have things.
I got to do this. I got to do this. I don't have time to pause and ask you for help.
Because they don't even realize.
But you're not even being present.
They don't even know they got a present problem. You know what I'm saying?
That part.
Some people, and I got that too. Like, I'm so busy, I don't even know I got a present problem. So if you're not present, you don't know you got a present problem. You don't know you got a present help. So when you don't realize that, then that's how that problem roll over until tomorrow and then tomorrow, because you're not aware. Because present brings awareness. God's presence brings awareness.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's why God is, Holy Spirit revealed things, because you have to be still and know.
And know.
You can't know that until you what?
Be still.
Until you're still, because you're aware.
Yeah.
And so that's why a lot of times we're in a busy place. That's why we're not receiving the help that we need, because we feel like we know it. And so we're not still, because we're busy with ourselves.
And sometimes when you're being still, like, God will give you wisdom. Like, okay, no, you need to talk to your husband.
Yeah.
No, you need to talk to this person. They can help you with this.
That's why God called
you. You need to reach out to this client, person. This part. Yeah. Like, He'll tell you, He'll give you the exact strategy. That you need, the clarity that you need, so you can say, okay, I'm not going to be heavy about this because God, You've already given me the answers.
Right.
He knows everything.
Yes.
So, okay, Lord, You are the answer. You are the source. What is it that I need in this moment to answer and to help with this problem?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to wait until the house is burning down.
Right.
I'm going to wait till it's a little flame and I can just be like, boop, nope. Yeah. Fires out. It's
you know
fire.
Why? Because we want God to be a miracle worker all the time. Like, God,
all the time.
We know God can work miracles, but you just want to prove that He's a miracle.
You don't have to wait to get to miracle status.
You ain't got to be dead to realize God can raise the dead. Like, you can take care of your health before. You can be preventive, right?
You can just put some peroxide on that cut. You don't have to wait till it get infected.
We just want God
to
be a miracle. We want God to be a savior all the time, right? And we do.
Yeah.
Because we talk like we were taught. Save me. Want to be a savior. So like, oh, that's good. I ain't got to worry about it because God's going to pay this bill. Oh, don't worry. God.
Yeah, but sometimes you just need to steward what God is giving you.
Or sometimes steward or stupid. Some people just take stewardship and use towards stupidness.
She said what she said.
Are you a steward or you a stupid? Because I think that sometimes people use the mask of God's going to take care of things, and they get stupid.
Yeah.
And they get very careless, and they're not a good steward. So it's like, I'm being a good steward because
I'm
asking.
And that's another reason why people don't ask for help, because they know they weren't being a good steward.
Yeah.
So when I'm not a good steward and I have to ask for help, now I have to be accountable.
And there's grace for that.
Yes.
There's grace for not being a good steward. But when you use the mask of God's going to handle it, which there is a knowing that God will, but don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Because the Bible talks
and
about
don't
being stupid.
And don't do it over and over again.
Yeah, because it's stupid. Yeah. It's stupid. The Bible talks about that.
Well, there's a saying in my family.
What is it?
We all are dumb. We all are dumb. All of us. But we don't have to be stupid.
We have to be stupid.
We all are dumb. But we don't have to be stupid.
That's humility at its best.
Well, we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
Okay. We all mess up.
Right.
But we don't have to.
Well, I would say.
We don't have to be stupid.
That we don't have to be stupid. Are you a student or are you stupid? Because this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm almost saying. Because I've been stupid before.
Okay.
I have. And I have been places where, like, I have made decisions out of stupidity and arrogance. Because sometimes it's like, oh, I know this is going to work out.
Yeah.
Knowing daggone well it didn't work out. Like, that was a lie. Yeah. Like, it's arrogance. Like, I know I can do it again. If I did this before, I waited till the last minute to do it before.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till the last minute to do it again. And procrastination is one of those things God's been speaking to me about, because I was, we say God is, he prepares things for us for a reason.
Right.
Like, but procrastination is another thing. People wait. When you procrastinate, you are really delaying your help.
Yep.
So it's really just, you just stupid. It's like, you just want, like I said, you just want God to be working miracles every day. Like, you know, you just want to have a testimony of God working a miracle because you procrastinated.
Right.
Let me tell you, God heal me because I didn't want to be preventive in doing things.
But God can give you the wisdom to be proactive.
He does.
And rather than preventive.
But he does.
Yeah, he
but
does.
We just want to make God to be a miracle worker all the time. I'm telling you, we do. Because it's Christian. It's not just Christian, but religion. I want to say Christian. Yeah. Religion teaches people to rely on God, but they don't know that God uses people. But then God also has a Holy Spirit to tell you, to give you discernment, to say, you know what, you should be watching what you spend.
Right.
And you know, God got it. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Let's see how that work out.
Right.
Sometimes you just have to, some things just have to fall. And I think, you know, not to say God's being mean or anything like that. And I've had it in my own life.
But sometimes you just have to deal with the consequences.
That's it.
Of your actions.
That's it.
You know, and we teach our children that.
Yeah, but we don't want to do it. Like, we don't want, we deal with the consequence of eating two trays of sleeves of Oreos. There's a consequence to eating two sleeves of Oreos every night. Oh, Danishes like we had. But there's a consequence, right? And so, you know, if you're aware of the consequence and you're aware, especially of a pattern that keep happening, we have to be in a place where, you know, when we ask for help and we receive help, that we're not in a place where we're afraid to ask. We say all of that to say this, you know, help is, we all need help.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
And it's not an embarrassing thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a thing of pride.
Yeah.
Like, we are all in this human experience together.
Yeah.
Like, so we have the honor and the privilege of doing life together.
Yeah.
But we need to be asking for help, because that's how we, sometimes when you go through a dark or deep experience with somebody, like, you come out stronger. Like,
you
your
do.
Relationship
and your
comes
relationship
out stronger.
And it's been proven.
Yeah,
it's been tested.
For sure.
So I'm not saying, if you come to me for help, I'm not going to call you stupid. I take that back. But some people are stupid, but I won't say that.
Don't be stupid, y'all.
Don't be stupid.
We all are dumb.
We ain't gotta be stupid. I had never heard of that.
We ain't gotta be stupid. We don't have to be. It's just, we don't have to be stupid.
I'm using that from now on. I swear. We ain't gotta be stupid. So this wraps up our episode for this.
This was
fun. I needed this, right?
Ask somebody, I want y'all to challenge you. Ask somebody for help today. Yeah. Like, just ask them for help. You don't have to need it.
Sorry.
Just ask.
Get in the habit of doing it.
Just get in the habit of asking for help.
Can I have $250 and just watch the Lord work on your behalf?
Listen.
Cash App. So
we're having fun. We're having a good time.
But thank y'all for joining. But on a serious note, you know, help is, everyone needs help. So you're not alone.
And don't wait till you're in that dark, deep moment. But if you're in that dark, deep moment, definitely ask for help.
This is a sign.
And then continue asking for help from there.
Yeah.
Yep, this is your sign.
This is your sign, confirmation.
To that.
So, and if somebody asks you for money, don't send them this episode just to rub it in their face. but we do want you to share it.
Yeah, and, share this episode. You know, especially those strong friends, you know, the strong sister, the strong brother, you know, the superwoman in your life.
Yeah.
Like, send them this episode so they can ask somebody for help, because we all need each other.
We do.
You know, we're not in this alone. You are not in this alone. We are in this together. You know what, Ash?
Yeah.
I needed this too.
Because I'm going to ask you for some money once we get off.
Let's go.
All right. Thank y'all for joining us for another episode of I Needed This. Yeah. And I can't wait to see y'all in the next episode.
Yeah. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.